Barely. How about now? Can you hear me?
Sounds good to me.
So we're not doing video?
Do you want to do video?
I mean,
I'm sitting in my office.
It's 2024. I'm sitting in my office.
Oh, wow. You look fancy. Is this how you go to work?
This is how I go to work. I have a window.
You're wearing like a blazer.
I think it's a jacket, a sports coat.
You don't just wear like a t-shirt and jeans like you're supposed to?
No. I mean, I do at home, but even at home, I put on a shirt when I talk to people. Important people like you.
I'm important. Well, by the way, we've been live the whole time. So welcome to the podcast, Lionel.
Oh, good. Thank you.
How's life in Minneapolis? That's where you live, right?
That is where I live.
Okay.
Minneapolis is wonderful and everyone should move here, especially Tron Chat, but everyone in Legends of Tron also. It's one of the only places that won't be affected by global warming ever. I don't think it's we're immune to the effects of so-called
man-made climate change. What if the lakes rise? The lakes could rise and just wipe you all out, right?
No, lakes don't rise. Only oceans rise.
Not sure about that.
Well, that's correct. And they actually, I did see a fun image of like how the Atlantic Ocean from the Gulf of Mexico will eventually reach up into the Great Lakes. But I'm not near any of those. Minnesota's far away from that. So,
yeah. I was in Chicago like 2 weeks ago to visit a friend. And every time I go to like the Midwest, it is really nice. I do like it there. I'm not going to move, but I do like visiting that region.
Okay. Well, I'll settle for you visiting.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm going to visit Minneapolis, but I'll visit Chicago and I'll tell you about it if that works. Who would be the most likely Tron Chat to move to Minneapolis?
Tron Chat? Oh, yeah. I mean, Anton or Noah, because their wives are from here.
You picked your answer was two of the three. Like.
That's right. I was going to say, yeah, either of those two, but not Lamb Chop because his wife is not from here, but maybe he would move here. I don't know. The most likely, I would say, Noah.
Really? You don't think Anton wants to get out of New York?
Well, I think Anton he's like rooted in New York now, and he and Libby are probably, and well, Sasha will move out eventually, but I think Anton and Libby will live in that apartment for the rest of their lives. And they have like jobs that are meaningful that they like, whereas Noah's kind of like you. He could do or with or without his job.
My job got significantly worse this week, by the way.
Uh-oh.
But Noah has an awesome garage work setup. Haven't you seen it? He might even have an air conditioner by now.
I have seen it. Yeah, it looks pretty good. I don't know if he has a working air conditioner, but it's 70 degrees year round there, so I don't know why he needs that.
So are you suggesting Minneapolis as a live draft location? Is that on the table?
Oh, that's definitely on the table. I could host everyone. And we probably should have done the live draft when we had our Tron Chat get together this summer. But I think we were too stressed out. All the damn kids running around.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is you'd have to invite the rest of the league to your Tron Chat get-together to have the live draft. It couldn't just be you four.
Right. I mean, that's generally the problem with this league as well.
That is not just Tron Chat? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You get all year to have Tron Chat. Don't you guys live for, like, the NARF and like the other interactions? Like, isn't it nice to talk to other like ex-Tron players?
It is. I mean, some of them, not all of them.
Okay.
But no, it is nice to hear. I'm glad, you know, the podcast has made a comeback and we get to hear about life rankings and life updates. I think that's the only reason some of us, I won't say who, I think it's the only reason some of us continue to participate in this league.
You say that like it's a choice to participate in a league. It's not optional. Like,
isn't it? No. I mean, then why aren't we forcing Fuse? How come Fuse isn't here? We all want him in the league. Did he not choose to leave?
I don't think we do. Are you saying you would throw out Ed? You would get rid of Ed for Fuse?
No, absolutely not.
See? You don't want Fuse.
You just listed my number one and my last pick for this league. So
unless if you want to say right now who you'd throw out of the league to bring Fuse in, you're welcome to.
Anton?
No. Would you be happier if he was just the commissioner?
I feel like I would kick out Anton or at least relieve him of his commissioner duties just to save him from it. I think it's the bane of his existence.
So are you on your phone? Like, how come the video keeps jumping around?
Like this?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, I'm holding it. I'm on my phone. Okay. This is once a year for the past 10 years, I remember that Skype is an application, and then I download it. And
I don't think we've had a podcast for like 3 years, probably. So it's been more than that, but fair.
It's been a long. I'm surprised Skype still even exists.
I use it all the time. It works. Cool. So what? Any life rankings in Minneapolis? Do you have another set of twins or anything you want to update us on?
No additional twins. I would say getting a vasectomy should be a point on the life rankings.
Oh, and I've been debating that with my real friends too. Interesting. You're pro vasectomy?
I am way pro vasectomy. I think that should be like a rite of passage instead of bar mitzvahs or communions.
So when you're 13, you get a vasectomy.
Every 13 year old boy should have a vasectomy, I think.
That might be right, actually.
No, but I am very much pro vasectomy. And I think that should be a life point. What is it? A life ranking point?
No one knows how to score this. Sure. A life ranking point.
Life ranking point. I feel like I did a podcast last year, didn't I?
But that might've been, I don't remember,
but I remember I was in my apartment. So I've since then bought a house. So that's a point.
Cool. When did you have to actually move? How long have you lived there?
We moved September 2021. So we've been here so three years. Yeah. And since then I got a job, I got a promotion, I continue to be employed. I won a gold medal. That's like the opposite of a life ranking point.
In what?
In ultimate frisbee with lots of prefixes before the title. So I'm a grandmasters mixed division national champion.
Oh, when you say gold medal, I thought you meant like worlds or Olympics or something, not just like a regular.
Well, I'll be going to worlds in 3 weeks. Yeah, in the beginning of November, the world masters ultimate championships, which I have a silver medal in already. But I'll be competing for hopefully a gold.
Where worlds? That's cool.
Glorious Irvine, California.
Oh, so you can go hang out with Noah. You can see his garage.
Is that I don't think that's near.
No, I actually don't think it is. I think Irvine's near LA, isn't it?
Yeah. It's okay. Like Disneyland. Or Disney World.
So wait, how many prefixes? It's mixed grandmasters or mixed great grandmasters? Which are you?
Grandmasters mixed, yes.
And grandmasters for dudes is 40 years or older? What's the cutoff?
Correct. Yep, 40. And I'm 41.
Is Randall on your team?
No, she hates mixed.
Has she always hated mixed? I kind of remember that. She's always hated mixed?
Yeah.
Other than Interabang, her favorite mixed team?
Probably. I mean, I would say legitimately, that's probably her favorite mixed experience. She loves Wildwood. She can't wait to go back.
Well, we're going to talk about that. But let's not jump ahead. what team is it? Because I think Frogger plays Masters on a Minnesota team. You don't play with Frogger, do you?
He played for Surly 1 year, but he doesn't have the illustrious Masters career that I do. I don't even know if he plays Ultimate anymore. He's like disc golf, and he plays Goldtimate. I see him at Goldtimate Nationals usually.
He played this year, but it's a little embarrassing. Like he didn't make any teams he wanted to make. So he played for Big Wrench, which I don't know if you remember them. They're like a regionals team out of like somewhere in Massachusetts.
They're a bunch of Tufts. They're like college kids. They're like,
well, yeah. He told me they drink a ton. Like all they just do is like shotgun beers, and they finish like, I don't know, like bottom half of regionals. So like, I don't know. Yeah. I feel like he should probably just like graduate or retire to Masters, but he's hanging on.
Yeah. It's great. I don't know why he wouldn't. It's way easier to beat old people than young people.
Yeah. So, okay. So you're a gold medal. Are you bringing like family? Like are your kids coming to watch you at Worlds?
No, I don't do that.
Smart move. You don't do family in general?
No, I unfortunately I do quite a bit of family. But no, I'm not taking them to Irvine, California for a week to watch one game per day and then just futz around for a week.
Do you guys actually like, is it like a real team? Do you practice, or is it just like people come together and like play tournaments?
It's like a Masters level of participation.
Yeah, it's like no one practices in Masters, right?
Yeah, we'll like occasionally get together. You know, there's plenty of out of towners. But no, it's a good team. Like I'm playing with, you know, Hall of Famers, which is cool, and like we're good. That's always fun.
Yeah, but winning's cool.
We don't have to like practice.
Does Randall still play competitively, or is she retired?
She does. She plays for the Masters women's team here, which is also a Surly team called Cougars. And she also played in the professional Minnesota women's team for the past 2 years. So, yeah, she's still playing. We play on a fall league team together.
I play fall league too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're doing PATA again.
I'm back at Folly game last night. It was we got crushed. Actually, can I ask you an actual serious question that if you answer wrong, you'll definitely get canceled?
Oh, that's interesting foreshadowing for Tron Ranks. This
is not what you're expecting, I don't think. Or this is not what people come to the podcast for. But I'm curious your take. Actually, I'm more curious your wife's take, if you can channel hers.
This better not be about trans athletes.
It's 100% what it's about. It's about trans women matching players. Because we got crushed last night by a trans women matching player who's like better than all of the dudes on our team.
Who's better than all of the dudes on your team?
Yeah.
But presumably no with not matching up against you. I mean.
No, but I used to play against her pre-trans when she was a guy, and he was good as a guy. And now is comparatively better as a woman because the difference of gender equality, whatever, however you want to say it. I'm not anti-trans right. I'm gonna give myself a guess. I get it. But like by a lot, it's not actually fair, I don't think.
So let me, and by the way, I am not interested in getting canceled. So I'm playing devil's advocate here. Okay. So you're saying this is, it's unfair because that person has a biological advantage?
Yeah.
Okay. When I go and play Frisbee and get skied by a dude who's 6'6", is that a biological advantage that he has over me?
I think that's a fair argument, but I think there's differences that doesn't account for.
Like what?
I don't know the scientific term. So maybe you're right. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just everyone is different and you have to deal with it. Maybe that's right.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we can move on to more exciting topics. I'm playing Fall League, though, and playing Ultimate's really fun. I forgot how much I miss playing Ultimate. I played Summer League and Fall League. It's the first time I played in my 4 years.
I'm really, and on a serious note, but everything I say to you is serious. I'm glad that you're playing Frisbee again. I think it's good for you. I think it's good for the community. I think it's, like, just... I feel like you're a happier person.
It's great for the community. I can bring my takes to PATA about trans women matching players, and it makes everything a better discourse.
I bet you keep your big fat mouth shut when you're out there.
I did not mention anything. Yeah. It's maybe you. I don't know if you've experienced this phenomenon. You're older than me, but both summer and fall league, I've had like high school players on my team, to which I can tell them, I've literally been playing Ultimate longer than you've been alive. And that is a true statement. Yeah. It's like kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I play Goaltimate, you know, there's no like master's level Goaltimate. It's all with literal children. And yeah, I'm like playing with like 17-year-olds. And I'm still way better than them, obviously. But
yeah,
it's a bizarre thing to think. I mean, I'm coming up on my 20-year college reunion. That's scary.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Wait, you graduated in 2004?
Five.
So this spring. Oh, wow. Are you guys all going to go to, is that like a big deal? Are you guys going to go?
No, absolutely not. I don't think so.
Why not?
I've only been back for like alumni game a couple of times, but I've never been to a Brandeis reunion. I've never been to a high school reunion. So
I went to my 5-year Brandeis reunion and it was like pretty awkward and realized I had no desire to do that. So I haven't gone back since and probably wouldn't go to my 20th.
Wouldn't those adjectives also describe your college experience?
Yeah, fair. That's true. The alumni game is in like 2 weekends though, I think. You planning on going?
I don't know if I was informed. I usually get the emails about it, but no, I'm not.
That's a shame.
I saw their coaches retiring. Oh, I did get the email.
Oh, yeah. He sent that email. Yeah, I remember that.
Did you say on a previous podcast that they've stopped doing nicknames or Tron names?
I don't think so. Someone else said that. I don't remember that.
Maybe someone said that. I had a good time catching up on those podcasts. There was a lot of good stuff on those podcasts. I learned that Moose isn't Jewish.
He's never been Jewish. Everyone knew that.
Maybe I knew it and forgot it, but it's just, didn't he work for Brandeis?
Yeah. And he went to Brandeis.
It's like if you went there and you worked there and you're not Jewish.
The odds are, I get it. Who's been your favorite guest so far? What's been your favorite episode?
I don't know. They're all so good. It's hard to say. I feel like the first one Noah?
The first one was Noah.
I think that was my favorite. I always like to listen to Noah.
Have you had
Anton on yet?
We have good chemistry together, me and Noah. No, I've been purposely avoiding Anton because I think it's better that way.
Well, is that like how you purposefully avoid me?
I don't purposely avoid you. Everyone's on the list of people to get to. I was glad you reached out, actually, because I didn't have anyone.
I'm just at the bottom of the list. So you just said two things, that everyone's on the list, and then you said I'm glad you reached out because never would have happened. For those who don't know, for our dear listeners, the only way I'm ever on the podcast is by constantly badgering Narf to put me on the podcast and listening to him every week complain about not having guests.
So, I don't think I'm positive in the past I've reached out to you, but that's fine. People can book themselves. This is encouragement. Anyone can text me and say, let's do a podcast. That makes my job easier, that I don't have to go find you people.
Like there were also a few years where you refused to rank me, even put me in your top or your bottom Tron ranks. And I was very offended by that.
Have you been ranked yet so far? I don't remember. I didn't put you on my kitchen team. I know that. Did I put you as a parent grouping? I don't remember.
I do remember someone saying Randall would be a good politician.
Oh, I think that was me.
That was just the worst, worst assessment I've ever heard in my life. She would be a terrible politician. She doesn't know how to lie. She can't lie. She wears her emotions on her sleeve. She's incapable of lying. That's the number one necessary quality of a politician.
She's a good leader. She inspires other people.
I agree with that, but that's not what politicians do. They just lie.
Yeah.
They lie to themselves. They lie to you.
Okay. That's fair. So speaking of Randall not being a good politician, how serious was she when she emailed me saying she wants to go back to Wildwood? Is she all in?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Do you think Wildwood would ever have a master's division?
I think they used to.
Really? Because we would crush that.
Do we need to play masters? You don't think we can hang with the, like, 18-year-olds?
I'd rather not.
Yeah. That's fair.
But maybe we could. I mean, we certainly beat younger teams when we won.
So how can we swing it so we get you and Randall, but not your kids?
Oh, we would just pawn them off on grandparents or, you know, bring them and put them in, you know, a hotel somewhere by themselves.
Are they old enough for that?
I hope so.
Yeah, you gotta try eventually. You never really know.
I mean, you can do that with dogs, then you can do that with children.
Yeah. Okay. Because if we have to pick one of you versus her and the other one has to take the kids, I think she's probably more important to the team than you are. Just a sec.
She is absolutely more important to the team than I am. How did you finish that year that she came in, but I didn't? I think you made the finals.
Don't remember.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
They're all the same.
I still wear my Interbank jerseys a lot for like PATA games. They're like some of my go-to jerseys. Like once in a while, there'll be like a PATA person that'll come up to me and be like, oh, wow, I remember like watching you guys in the finals at Wildwood that year. I was like, yes, that is that was the pinnacle of my ultimate career probably. But we didn't win. So.
Okay.
Who can she get other women matching players? Because we'll need more than one.
Of course. That's the only reason we were ever competitive is because she could pull Ben and other.
But she doesn't live in New York anymore. She's still tight with, can she get like Bex and whoever else?
Anyone you want. She's, like you said, she's a leader. People flock to her.
Well, I'll have to ask Frogger because he might want Aura to play. Okay. Do you know Aura, Frogger's girlfriend?
No. Who's that?
She used to play for Slow for a bunch of years. I never seen her play. He always said she's really good. I don't think you would date her if she wasn't good. So,
what's her last name?
Her first name is Aura, like A U R A. I think.
I thought you said Laura.
No, it's Aura. I don't know her last name. I mean, I probably do somewhere, but I don't.
No, if her name is Aura, then I don't need to know her last name. But this is. Have you seen that SNL skit? What's my name? Or like, what's this person's name?
Yeah, the game show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That kind of reminded me of that. But at least you know your best friend's girlfriend's first name.
I'm going to see them in New York in like 2 weeks. So I definitely know her first name. I don't know if I know her last name.
Why New York?
We're going to go see Anton and hang out with him.
Very, very good. That's very, very slick. I see what you did there.
Do you know
he does listen to the podcast, you know, sometimes.
Yeah. So, shockingly, and maybe this is actually, you can debate if I get another life point for this or not. You can adjudicate. So, shockingly, in 2 weeks, I will be married for 10 years.
Wow.
Whoever would have thought. I know.
I mean, I'd give you a point for that. I'd give
you
your
too,
wife.
Because you got married before me.
Give your wife more points for divorcing you, if that counts. Like, I would give her 2 points for getting divorced, but I'll give you 1 point for being married for 10 years.
I will take the 1 point. So we are leaving our children behind and going to New York for the weekend, and Frogger and Aura are coming to, like, go out to a fancy dinner on Saturday night with us.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm quite excited, especially because both kids had fucking head lice yesterday, and that was a disaster, so I cannot wait to get some time away.
Yeah, there was a big lice outbreak here too. I don't know how we didn't get it because my children have the most disgusting, dirty hair. They have like these gross mullets, but everyone else's kids got lice and ours didn't somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like they're too dirty. I don't know.
Yeah, both kids had it and Jess also had it, but I did not because I wouldn't have lice. That's disgusting. But I still had to get treated because they like treat the whole family. So it was like a whole day ordeal. Yeah, it's not fun.
did you shave your head in solidarity? Doesn't look
no,
like it.
No one shaved their head. They like they comb them out and then they like put this oil in your hair and then they like do this like heat treatment. And they like have like all of these like treatments that they do. And then we had to come home and like basically like wash all of our clothes and sheets and towels and like everything forever. So it's been awesome.
The cleaning part doesn't sound nice, but the rest of it sounds kind of like a spa treatment.
It doesn't feel that different for that. Honestly, it kind of feels like a salon where you like sit in this chair and they like massage your scalp and like do shit to you. But having to like do that with kids is less enjoyable and the lice part. Okay. Anyway. We got to save time for John Ranks and I have to leave at 5. Let's confirm. So we're good for Wildwood this summer. You promise me?
Well, okay. I don't want to make a promise I can't keep, but I'm into it.
You can keep it. Okay. Do we need, I don't think Anton's going to say yes though, right? Do we need Anton for Interrobang to exist?
I think if Randall is in, Anton is more likely to be in, but I don't know.
Okay.
Well, we do need Anton.
Okay, so we can't do it without.
We need someone to front money for hotels and then not get reimbursed for it. So
we're all adults. Like, weren't you bragging about some job and a promotion? You can't get your own hotel. Like,
I have always paid Anton on time, but not everyone has. So
okay. Also, we need to get new jerseys if we're doing this.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so we have like a design contest. Actually, I'm going to ask because I honestly never remember. What is your job? Do you do research or do you actually like treat patients or both?
I do both, but I'm primarily, I'm like a third of my job is direct care, seeing individual patients. And then I have some research and a big education role, like supervising. Maybe Moose knew that I supervise psychiatrists and psychologists and social workers either like in school and training, or they're like early career clinicians and need hours for licensure and things like that.
Got it.
You can just Google me, you know.
Are you affiliated with a university or is it like a private practice? Like who do you work for?
No, I'm at the University of Minnesota Medical School. I'm going up for my academic promotion this year.
You froze up. I think you said you're at the University of Minnesota Medical School.
Yep. And I'm going up for academic promotion this year. So don't, you know.
Are you a professor? Are you like a tenured professor?
No, tenure. Tenure is, there's like two or three people in our department who are tenured, who are like the powerhouse researchers. But no, I'm on the clinician track, but I'm still in medical academia, which is a kind of academia.
Do you have to like write books and stuff?
I don't want to. I could write a book. I don't have to. It's not public or private.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll remember that and then probably forget it by next podcast. Do you want to supervise Jess? She's a social worker.
Doesn't she have her hours already? Does she have her C? Is she a LCSW?
Yeah, she's an LCSW. She has her hours.
So she doesn't. Yes, she doesn't. But I'm happy to supervise her.
Mm, nah, it's probably better you don't actually. I want to keep these worlds separate.
Well, like you said, I mean, also her job is really easy, working in a school and, you know, being a social worker. Just two of the most, the easiest and most revered, well-compensated jobs in our society.
She stopped working for a school this year, actually, and is doing private practice now. So she does private practice for kids from schools instead.
Is she still works with kids or does she work with adults too?
No, just kids, like mostly elementary kids. I think maybe up to middle school, but I'm not totally positive.
Okay.
Okay. I ask her about it, but she can't tell me about her patients. You know how it is. It's confidential.
I think there are certain parts of her job that it's okay for her to talk to you about.
Okay. Well, before we get to Tron Rags, are you even aware that I crushed you in fantasy football last week? Did you know we were playing each other?
I did see that. No, I checked the scores, and you know what, the greatest invention of fantasy football, now there's like that quick lineup button, and I don't have to pay attention to anything.
I don't even know what that is. It just sets the lineup for you?
It just sets the lineup for you, which is, I wish it existed for forever. I mean, I'd still like have to fill if there's buys and stuff. I'll have to go to the waiver wire, but no. I looked at my scores. I've had some good scores. My expected wins are probably better than my actual wins this year.
I'll calculate expected wins next week if I have time. I mean, you're 1-5, so your actual wins are bad, but we'll see if you're expected to be better or not.
Yeah. I'm not holding out hope. I have been watching live sports for the first time in like 10 years. Because the Mets are in the playoff, the Link.
Fuck the Mets. We're not going to talk about the Mets. Are you a big Mets fan?
Of course. Yeah. But I haven't watched them since they were in the playoffs 10 years ago. Maybe they've been in them since then, but. No, but yeah, I don't ever watch football, so it's tough for me to be good at this. I mean, it was tough for me even when I did watch football. So
that's true. A lot of your lifetime metrics are historically bad, so you will always have that.
But I do still have one metric by which I'm better than you.
Masters gold medals.
That and being a Legends of Tron champion.
I consider myself a champion. I just haven't won a title yet.
Well, that's awfully considerate of you.
Yeah. You also have this like really nice like window behind you. You have a nice office. I just sit in like the third floor of my house. Yeah. You have a whole view.
We're not. I mean, I get bald eagles come and perch on this tree behind me. And again, you know, it's not bad for all you people considering moving out to the Midwest.
Yeah. And so
you want to work at the University of Minnesota?
No. You guys come
hang out.
Do you actually not miss New York at all?
No, I do miss New York. Of course, I love New York. I miss New York. I miss Anton. But I'm glad I'm here. It's a pretty great city.
How would you rate like the ultimate community, Minnesota versus New York?
It's amazing. Also the Masters scene is insane. There's like 12 Masters teams. They're all sponsored by Sterling. We all get free beer. It's just great. I mean, New York, when Pony tried to make a Masters team, like 7 people come out. And the first day I showed up for a Surly tryout, again, that they could have tryouts is ridiculous. There were like 100 people. There was like there was Masters B teams and Masters C teams. It's ridiculous. So it's a great ultimate community.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, have you brought a Tron Ranks for us?
I brought a Tron Ranks. We're going to have to go pretty fast. We've got 6 minutes to do 12 ranks. That's going to be tough.
Wait, 12 ranks? Do you actually have to stop at 5?
Let me check. I should. I mean, I can go a few minutes off.
All right. Well, let's go quick then. Let's go quick.
Okay. So, I mean, this is like the case with all of them. I hope we haven't done this already.
We've done that.
Your top three and bottom three Trons in terms of most likely to go viral. And then your bottom three is not like who's least likely to go viral, but your bottom three are like who's most likely to be canceled.
Go viral for the wrong thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So your top three like going viral for a good reason, and then your bottom three are going viral for a bad reason.
This is great. I don't think we've done this before. I'm pretty sure. You have to go first though, while I think about it.
Okay. And yeah, I don't know how it came up. You mentioned, we were talking about getting canceled. That's what it was.
I could see myself as a top. I should be a top out of bottom. I just have like a very viral personality, I think. But it's your choice.
It's my choice. I just thought of this, like, literally on a post-it, like, you know, as you called me. Okay, so my first top to go viral for a good reason is Ed. And if you've, like, seen Ed and what's know Ed that he's, like, he's a teacher, but, like, he's also one of those people you just, like, look at him and you can see he's, like, a good dad. I just feel like someone would, like, you know, get really, like, candid video of him doing something really kind and sweet with children, either with his own kids or, like, as a teacher, like, you know, some kid posting a video of him in the classroom. Okay. And I could see him going viral for a very good pro-social reason. Plus, he's, like, he's tall, and that helps.
Yeah, but he's a little too tall.
No such thing.
Okay.
Like, except for that guy who was too tall.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't walk.
Okay.
Am I doing all of my tops? What? Yeah, how do we do that?
You do all your tops, and I do all my tops, and we do bottoms.
Okay. Well, that was as far as I got. I could see Anton is on my top as well. Going viral, like, in another, like, outside the courthouse, like, video, like, interview of him saying something really funny about, you know, something really dark, just, like, outside of, like, a, you know, a murder trial or something, having some sarcastic comment that goes viral and people love. So we've got Ed, Anton. I have to get someone not from the Philadelphia metro area now. Let's see.
I'm right here just looking at you.
No, you're on my bottom, so I don't want to put you on my top and my bottom.
It's been done before.
Yeah. Trying to think of, like, maybe Priest. I'll put Priest on my top, going viral, since he has close proximity to someone with, like, the power to make him go viral. And it might be considered, like, a conflict of interest if Priest's wife, they are married, right?
Probably.
I don't know. His partner, who's, like, a prominent journalist, writes a story about him. I could see that. Or he just shows up in, like, you know, a video. So that's my top three.
Okay. We're going to have to go real quick here. I had Anton too. I think that for just, like, some, like, famous trial where he's, like, defending someone and it just gets viral. Like, I think the way his job positions himself is one. Frogger's obviously number two. Like, he's trying to get viral on Instagram for his food, right? Like, you guys just misinterpret.
Oh, sure thing. Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, maybe you could argue it's for the wrong reasons if it's just the alt Frogger, like, posting turds and shit. But I think Frogger's going to step up his photography game, and he's going to go viral for his social Instagram posts. Mm-hmm. And the third person to go viral. It's easier to have bottoms, I think. I don't have anyone else. There's not a lot of, like, viral.
You're looking right at him.
All right. You want to go viral? What are you going to go viral for?
I'm going to go viral for
making some, like, cute video of your twins or something. Twins give you an edge. That's fair.
Twins give me an edge. Yeah. That could be it. That could be that. Okay. Or, I don't know, something stupid like correcting someone's grammar. But that might be the bottom.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you a time for that. I'll give it to you just for the twin bit. Okay.
Okay. All right. We're going quick. My bottom three. I've got you, obviously. You're the easiest person who would like accidentally or intentionally commit like a unethical disclosure of information about your business on a podcast.
And we fired our CTO today for domestic violence.
There you go. See,
I had nothing to do with it.
And yeah, you'd be like accused of insider trading or something, and everyone would, you know, the way like they post those, like when CEOs have to like do like fire people over Zoom, and those always get leaked to like TikTok, and like that would be you. That's what I could see you going viral for. In the same vein, I had Lamb Chop on my bottom, because I think he's kind of like climbing the corporate ladder, I think. I don't really know, but like he could be a CEO.
He's falling down the corporate ladder.
he's going down the corporate slide.
He's on that corporate slide, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's doing well for himself. And it's like he could end up in a, you know, a high ranking position, and maybe he's a CEO one day. Then of course someone is gonna, you know, I don't know, touch him, and he'll have like a freak out. He doesn't like to be touched, and then the viral story would be about how CEO got, you know, had a panic attack from someone touching him. And then Frogger is on my bottom. I'll put Frogger on my bottom for going viral for his food pictures. And I mean, again, that's they say no publicity is bad publicity, right? So maybe that would actually help his food.
Look, when me and Frogger open a restaurant later in life, we're going to need his viral sort of like cachet to help us get investors and help open the door. So I'm down with that. Yeah.
Wait, did you say you're vegan now?
I am vegan now.
Before this podcast ends, I have to say that you are an enigma of a person. It's like when I think of vegans, I think of like really warm, fuzzy, I don't know, like sensitive people. And like I've never met like someone like a toxic masculine vegan the way you are.
First of all, warm fuzzy describes me way better than toxic masculine. Thank you.
I realize that's more of an insult than a compliment, but I mean it,
it
that
definitely
like
is.
But I mean like you're a very unique person, and I think that's better than being warm and fuzzy. That's better than being warm and fuzzy is being unique, I think. So
you are not the first person to tell me I am a unique enigma of a person from various aspects of my life. So I will take that part as a compliment. Okay. Bottoms to go viral. The first, which you probably won't know because you didn't know him well enough, but the person who should be viral already for this is Vigo. If like Vigo getting into a car should be like a viral, like Homer Simpson-esque parody where he can't get into a car the normal way. He gets in head first and like bends over and like dives in with his head and then brings his legs in after the fact. Like we made fun of him all the time in college for this. Like
even into the driver's seat.
Yeah, like how he gets in his driver's seat. He doesn't like get in like feet first, like you're supposed to, like 1 foot at a time. He gets in head, then torso, then legs. That's how he gets into a car.
I don't even understand the mechanics of that. Does he go in with his head facing the back of the car?
No, it's like I haven't seen it in a while. Like it's like if you open the driver door, his head just like faces straight ahead. Like his head like looking at the passenger door and like enters first, and then he like swings his torso in. And then, like, he's sitting on the seat and both his legs are out. Then he, like, swings his legs in after the fact. It makes literally no sense. I honestly think if he had gone to college, like, 10 years later when people did go viral, he might have already happened for that. So, one is Vigo for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Two, if we're thinking of people going viral for the wrong reasons, an obvious situation is, like, you're a parent at a sporting event, like getting a fight with some other kid's parent, like at a sporting event or something like that. So I'm going to give that one to Yoni for two reasons. One, he's the only one whose kids are old enough to like have sporting events where you might get in a fight with someone else. And two, I could see Yoni getting real angry and throwing some like, are you kidding me's at like other parents there. So like,
we've all witnessed or even been on the receiving end of his rage. So that's a good call. Yeah,
I think mine are better than yours so far. The third option is probably myself. I don't have a good third either.
But you recognize that you're more likely than Lamb Chop to go viral for being a corporate target.
I think so too. Every once in a while, I do say something on the podcast that I feel like, is this going to end up mattering in like 10 years if I'm trying to be president or something? And maybe, who knows? I'll throw myself because we're 5 minutes late and I have to go. You probably have to go too.
Yeah, I do. But I agree. I think you had very good bottoms.
Thanks, Lionel. All right. Thanks for coming on the pod. I'll see you at Wildwood.
See you at Wildwood.
All right. See ya.
Bye.